And welcome back to the second segment of Meet the Community here this morning. We're speaking with Tony Robertson. Of course, you know he's the Community Bank President of Central Bank of Audrain County. You recently celebrated a milestone over at the bank, as a matter of fact.
I did, yes. 30 years. Like I said, I started at the bank in November of 94. So my 30th anniversary at the bank was this past November, November of 2024. That was great to be able to celebrate that with so many colleagues and community members that came by and wished me well, and been very fortunate and blessed to work for a great company and a great organization over these years. And, you know, there's been a lot of change, you know, in banking, and there's been change in, you know, change in our company as well. I remember when I started with the bank, we had just First National Bank of Mexico had just purchased Ladonia State Bank. And so it's kind of funny thinking about the numbers back in that day. A $60 million asset bank buying a $30 million asset bank for a total of 90. And, you know, now here we sit 30 years later at about $250 million in total assets in Central Bank of Audrain County. And so, yeah, a lot of change, but for the good, for the better. And I've been very blessed and fortunate to work with a lot of good people over the years, both colleagues and customers, and it's just made me really appreciate our community even more.
Absolutely. Kind of talk a little bit about your roles and your role and your responsibility as bank president, other than, you know, picking up employees to get to work on
right.
snowy and ice days.
Right. Yes. So, yeah. So we, you know, Central Bank Company is has grown over the years as well. That's our parent company, our holding company, and so we have individual markets, you know, out in the areas that we serve. And so Central Bank of Audrain County, gosh, I think our bank was originally chartered in 1883, so it's been around a while. It was acquired by Central Bank Company in, I believe, 1977, so we've had a presence here since then. And like I said, just grown over the years, you know, and I started out as a loan officer and branch manager there at Ladonia, and just kind of worked my way up as we went, senior lender for the market, and then was fortunate enough to be named president in January of 23 when Mike Bungie retired. And Mike was, you know, longtime bank president here. I think 27 years, I believe it was. So one of the longest serving, if not the longest serving, market president in Central Bank Company, I believe. So, and very fortunate to work with good people there, like I said, and not just here in Mexico, but also in our affiliate banks in other communities, you know, from, like I said, from Kansas City to St. Louis and from Springfield to Moberly here in the state. And then we've expanded out of the state as well. You know, we've been in Oklahoma for a good while, and now we're expanded out into other surrounding states, Kansas. They give us a little hard time about this sometimes because we did our company did acquire a bank in that town to the west that Norm wouldn't spend any money
yeah.
in, you know, yeah. Lawrence. So, but we still wear our spirit buttons, you know, our black and gold, and sport those So no, it's been a great company, a great organization to work for, and you know, young people looking at a career in banking, I would strongly recommend they look at the opportunities that are there.
For sure, you know, we'll kind of switch gears a little bit too, because you're a historian. You kind of keep track of a lot of events that have gone on in Audrain County. This leads to you emceeing some events. Tell us a little bit about that, and maybe some of your favorite events that you've emceed.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've had a love of history since I was a little bitty kid. I mean, I was reading history books as soon as I learned to read, and my uncle in Springfield gave us his old encyclopedia set, the Funk and Wagnalls encyclopedias from 1959. So they were a little dated when I got them. You know, there were countries that either didn't exist yet or had already, you know, fallen to another country or something, you know, like that. But, you know, reading got me very interested in history. Family genealogy got me really interested in history, too, because as I would delve more into my family's history and our migrations from Virginia to Kentucky and Tennessee to Missouri, it's amazing how, you know, the history of just common everyday people intersect with some of these famous people we read about in our history, you know, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson and, you know, and so forth. So that's always fascinated me a lot. So and I still to this day, I'm always reading a history book, whether it's on my e-reader or whether it's on Dead Tree. I will be reading history most all year, really. As far as emceeing events and everything, yeah, I kind of fell backwards into this kind of, I think, over the years, would just get asked to do something, and you know, I kind of like to joke around, and I've never been all that scared or daunted by getting up in front of people and talking. So part of that's comes from FFA, I think, you know, in public speaking that I would learn in FFA and vocational agriculture. But yeah, I got to MC events over the years, you know, ag dinners, chamber things.
Did an invocation this year for the Mexico School District.
Yeah,
looked like that was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was a pretty neat deal, yeah. And, you know, got to MC the Admiral Fuqua, Admiral Samuel Fuqua, naming of the highway through Ladonia there a few years ago and things like that. So I've enjoyed over the years MCing, like, trivia nights. Because I've always enjoyed playing trivia, so emceeing it just kind of became natural. And then another thing I like to emcee is Coach Steve Haig here. Give him a plug. He does DJing, and he's done a Name That Tune event at the country club out here at the Oaks here in Mexico. And I've really enjoyed over the years hosting that Name That Tune event. I love music, so it's just natural that it all combines together, and we have a good time with that.
So. Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, let's take our second break. We're going to come back and find out some of the organizations that you're involved with here in Mexico. That will be next as we are talking with Tony Robertson this morning on Meet the Community on AM 1340 KXEO.